ti wọ̀ bí.
Ìfẹ́.
A sì ń gba Ọlọ́run gbọ́ pé yóò tún bùkún wa bí.
And we trust in God that He will bless us today.
Àmú láti dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ gbogbo ẹ̀yin tí ẹ̀ ń jẹ́ kó ṣeé ṣe. Kíkiní òun máa lọ sí orí afẹ́fẹ́.
The man of God appreciates everyone, you know, working to be sure that this is transmitted. One of us in a far distance to this place. He was, you know, discussing with the man of God yesterday. Amen. And he says his God is touching all the efforts.
Ni oṣu to koja,
last month,
atun tẹsiwaju ninu ẹkọ wa nipa ihinrere mi, ewu ti ihinrere mi.
We still continued on the peril of another the gospel.
Ewu ti ihinrere miran.
The perils of another gospel.
O le wo.
Is very perilous.
Sori oro Olorun na ni won pe o.
Cause see the word of God they call it.
Ṣugbọn ki ṣe bi ti otito o.
But it's not according to the truth.
E ma gbagbe pe.
Don't forget that.
Kondinu ese oro Olorun ta lo.
One of the Bible passages we use.
Nigba ti Paul sọ fun awọn ara Galatia.
When Paul was speaking to the Galatians.
Ṣe wọn ti tun.
That they have listened to another gospel. Said, but which is not another. Because it's part of what they picked from the word of God. But they picked this to use for their own selfish reason. Please. As we considered it,
and
many times devil will not come in a kind of overt way that don't believe in God. But he will say, it's not really like God said it. He doesn't say you should not believe in God.
But
it will make you to believe that it's not exactly that way you're just thinking or assuming that's it. And we think contrary to what the word of God has said.
Nigbati abati ni asha kama bere pe kini die ti oro Olorun fi so bayi.
When we have the practice of asking why does the word of God say this?
Ati sumo bebe bi ti ati gba eke gbo.
Then we are towards the verge of believing even falsehood.
Okan ninu ti esu o fe se fun wa.
One of the things the devil wants to do for us
ni pe ka fi ogun ori
is to use our own human knowledge to use that to think about the word of God. That will not accept it with faith. You saints, do not use your human evil knowledge to think or meditate the word of God.
It's
through faith. But if one does not believe in how the word of God says it, you will take what the word of God says as something that is not practicable, or something that is hard or burdensome even to believe. You will hear what the disciples that heard the word of Jesus, what he said.
So
these are hard sayings. Who can believe these? tori pe kini o je won o gbagbo.
And why didn't they believe?
Won ti fi ogbon oriro pe aseyin wa sese ni.
They have used their human understanding to calculate that is this possible.
Ona ni awon sadusi se nu eko ti a kesi ni osu to koja.
That was the same thing that the Sadducees did in the last lesson we considered.
Won fi ogbon oriro nti oro Olorun so.
They used their human knowledge to calculate what the word of God said. You said there is the resurrection of the dead.
Okay.
And
you
see the same word of God that says if a brother died without a child, then the younger brother should have the even the wife so that he could raise a child for the brother. So they wanted to pull down the truth, the second and the first and the second. The truth of the resurrection and also of inheritance. So which one do we choose?
That
was why they permuted all this and brought this up. And as they brought this up, Jesus said, okay.
Do
you remember what Jesus told them? He said, you heard.
Ha ha.
You heard.
Sherry. Ishina.
He said, erring or going to wrong path. Moving away from the path of the Lord.
Oh no, loje or kaninunte and vima wadi kilo de to firibe.
It's one of the reasons that makes one to ask why is it like that.
But then about
when one has heard in his heart,
only et ishina
say you have heard. And you know not the scriptures. It's not about no reading from the first, no even chapter to the last. That simply talks about the spirit behind the letters.
So
it's not just about reading the letters. But what is the motive? What's the spirit behind it? One of the things he said is difficult. The writer has faced as a challenge is that after he must have written something, he would not be everywhere to give his intended even meaning for what he has written. That he will not be able to even defend his intended message. And everyone will begin to interpret it to diverse places. We thank the Lord for the written form, especially the written form of the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit that interprets this to us. And that's quite different. If the man of God should write something about something, those that are reading, they have the right to interpret it to any new area. And he will not be there to tell them that's not my intended new message. But for everyone that believes, when we read the scripture,
the
Holy Spirit resides in us. To tell us this is what this means. Just one thing we should do. We should believe his voice. Because when he speaks, just today, you add in not your heart. If he speaks, we don't believe, you'll be asking, why does the scripture say this? The Lord will help us. As many as are trying to rewrite the scripture, twist the scripture, what happens to them is that they do not know the scripture. And it's not only that they don't know the scripture. They don't know the power of God through which he fulfills his word. And that's why they will ask, is that possible? Can this be truth? Do you think this is practicable? The Sadducees were thinking, how will one resurrect and will still be alive?
So
that was why. So when Paul was preaching to the Pharisees and the Sadducees group, he used a word there. Now, why do you think it's difficult for God to raise the dead? Why do you think there is no resurrection of the dead? What we're simply saying is that there is something that is still difficult for God to do. Why do you think that it's not possible for someone not to join the world, do what the worldly people are doing? He's still here. Will he run away and isolate himself? If we are just optimistic that, oh, it will be tomorrow will be something good, and we just leave everything, then they're going to take
all.
And that's why we do not believe that the God that even provides for the flowers, even the birds and the animals, even in the bush, can also provide for us if we believe. And that's why we don't believe in the word that says the righteous shall live by faith. May the Lord help us. Let's believe.
Jesus of Thomas.
Jesus told Thomas,
"Do not be,
do not exercise some belief, but believe." The Lord will help us. We're making progress today. The man of God stopped on a kind of restructuring which they have brought to the issue of the marriage or home.
See, and the castle only Untoba won lonely Suara Unpoma, Nigbeyao.
That someone says he or she could join himself with anything in marriage.
Sorry, but what's it twisty?
Because they have twisted the word of God that talks about marriage.
As
it has to do with who to marry. Who should be someone's partner even in marriage? They've changed that no understanding. Who are those that are compatible to marry themselves? Who are those that can cohabit, live together?
won ti mu oniruru atunko ati atunso ba oro
Olorun lori. So they have restructured or rewritten the scripture as touching this.
Se ma pe en to ni se pelu oro gbeyawo ati ajinde ni awon sadusimuwa.
No, it's a matter of the marriage that the Sadducees brought the other time. And that was why the man of God mentioned that last month.
Awon eyan ti bere sini query, won ti bere sini se wadi.
So people begin to query and research into who is my helpmate or who is my partner in marriage. Who is my helpmate in marriage?
That
is time for us to research into who is the helpmate.
Se enikan o wo lo duro ki won yan oluranlowo to dabi re fun eni abi funra re lo mind ti o dabi re to yan.
Do you have to wait to get your helpmate or you will think by yourself and get the helpmate?
Opolopo nkan lo nlo ni awujo.
So many things are going on in that society.
Mo wa so fun ni osu to koja pe
and the man of God told us last month
obirin kan wo titi pe
Not just one woman, there are many now.
Ati gbọ nipa ti eni to so pe leyin ti ohun ti miya pelu oko ohun ni okunrin ohun o fe ewon nkan ilo ohun to lo nule nkan osin ohun to ni ninu ile.
So a woman was like, after she divorced her husband, she will get married to her pet. And exactly she did. Some say that it may be ceremonial alone.
Àwọn kan sì sọ wọ́n sì ń ṣe nítorí pé wọ́n ń fẹ́ ẹni tí wọ́n ó lè bá ṣeré táwọn ó lọ jọ fara rora táwọn ó lè jọ fẹnukonu táwọn ó lè jọ tí wọ́n ń pè ní ti ṣeré ìfẹ́ romantic marriage.
And some say they also do that for romantic purpose.
So orisirisi ni won so.
So there are diverse opinions about that.
Ṣùgbọ́n tí mo fẹ́ mú fún yín ni pé
what the man of God would like to pick for us
àti àtúnrò
is a kind of restructuring or rewriting.
Ìṣìnà ní ọkàn.
No erring in the heart.
Torí àìmọ ìwé mímọ́.
Because of not knowing the scripture.
Àti àìmọ agbára Ọlọ́run.
And not knowing the power of God.
Ó ti mú kí àwọn ẹlòmíì.
This has made many
kí wọn ó gba ẹ̀kọ́ pé kí wọn ó tún ọ̀rọ̀ ta ní olùrànlọ́wọ́ tó dàbí rẹ̀.
They have taken that doctrine of re-examining who is a helpmate.
Ṣé ẹ mọ̀ pé tí Bíbélì sọ nìyẹn nínú Genesis?
You know, that was the scripture says in Genesis.
Ọlọ́run rí pé kò yẹ kí ọkùnrin ó máa nìkan gbé.
And God saw that it was not good for the man to be alone.
Wọ́n ṣe olùrànlọ́wọ́ tó dàbí rẹ̀.
He said, I will make a helpmate for him.
So wọ́n ti ń kọ́ ni lẹ́kọ̀ọ́ wípé eléyìí gan ni pàtàkì èrèdí ìgbéyàwó.
So now they are teaching that that's the essence of marriage.
Ṣé bẹ́ẹ̀ ni àbí bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ́?
Is that true or not?
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni o.
It is true.
Kí ni mo pè?
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni. It is true.
Èrèdí ìgbéyàwó
ni. That's the essence of marriage.
Ṣùgbọ́n kò dúró síbẹ̀ ni.
However, it doesn't stop there.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n ti ṣe deconstruction láti sọ pé
so however they have done this construction to say that is the most important aspect of it.
The man of God
will not know why they got to that, but we hear of some reasons for getting to that junction.
Àwọn ẹlòmíì débẹ̀ nítorí pé wọ́n rí pé
some got to that point because they see that people around them, many are not reliable. Some got to that because there is no someone that is trustworthy.
Some
got to that level because
even but I want to say more quick come with Jen in the cage for any can any bikita for
even when they want to be a help me to another person, the person doesn't care about them.
So yeah, quick rono we quick ah rawa loani awa furawani nimbe shugan want to repay boyani pa kiesi tabi wonu re lo.
That actually they have the mindset that, oh, we're going to help ourselves, but maybe through observation or because through experience they realize that everyone is on his or her own.
I want me see ro lori wipe awon ori eni ti awon fi se enikeji awon ori lo.
And some because eventually they could not use the one they have taken to be their helpmate as they have in mind. As not probably the person is not obedient to them. Probably the person is not taking good care of them. Or you say the person does not even care about me. Because what they have in mind is that as they get married,
maybe
a man or a woman
who
have this in mind, as they get married,
so they
want to get married to someone they who can use. But when they realize it wasn't like that,
so
they could pick something else or someone else that they could use to get married. And that's why someone came up that he or she would get married to is a dog. The man of God shared that last month. The man of God tried to, maybe we want to show a picture of someone that get married to a dog.
It's
hoping that that will be shown to us on the screen. Because some may be thinking, is that possible or not? It is true. She brought her dog and she got married to a dog. Because she realized that she used the dogs more than human beings. Because all the trust she has put on human beings and how they fill the earth.
I want me to see that all the way anytime we offer.
And some in back on that, that the person they will get married to.
Only and because I did anytime job for our
is just someone that they understand themselves.
So, but to pass this year or if any, I want to borrow one so they be back. I want to more borrow one. She learn at your feet.
And if it's about love, they can still have that understanding that they will do it in the way that will be convenient for each of them. And that's why the man will get married to a man. And a woman gets married to a woman. Because they feel that they could understand themselves.
So,
that if they try
that,
because all the disappointments they have met with those they've had befriended before, that they could not even get any joy there, they could fall back to whosoever they think they can understand themselves. Don't forget, the man of God already told us why one could think contrary to the word of God. Not more than what Jesus told the Sadducees. You see, a woman, two women. They got married. They took themselves to the altar. And they were joined as husband and wife. And they were living together.
Okay, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Because they erred in their hearts. They heard in their thoughts that there cannot be anyone that they can trust for marriage. It's even better for them to choose for themselves. This my friend with so much understand ourselves. We believe the same thing. We believe that a woman can also so have sex with a woman. And since they have seen that, they have agreed on that. And let's get married. And what is the next thing? But what happens to them? They heard. They've heard. And they don't know the scripture. Because they believe that there is no man again that they can get married to. The woman believes there is no man again.
The
man also believes there is no woman again. Some don't even make their own public like this. But they have done it even under the roof. They've gone contrary to the scripture in their hearts. They do not trust themselves. They do not rely on themselves. They believe that the first person can disappoint or can fail another person. They believe that they can disappoint themselves. They have even disappointed themselves several times. So what they have chosen now is that, okay, they will get married to someone they really understand.
So
the man gets married to a man, and the woman gets married to a woman. And even human being gets married to a beast because they heard. They know not the scripture. The scripture says something when Jesus was speaking, said, and they know not the power of God. What is the power of God? It's the power of His word. What is the power of God?
His
power to do everything. What is the power of God? And his father says that there's nothing that is impossible for God. Many are saying the issue or the matter of the family does not work again. You better let's know, pull out this down and let's think about it again. The matter of the family does not work again. And they're thinking in their thoughts how they can go about it. Instead of going into the scripture to see what the scripture says and to pattern a family in accordance with what the scripture says. What you hear? That any farm that does not work, you just forget about it.
It's
surprising to the man of God that even preachers also encourage this.
ko sise.
He tell you it's better you leave the marriage if it doesn't work. But they heard in their hearts and they know not the scripture. And they know not the power of God even to handle everything. If their heart still sticks to that of God and they so much believe God that it could make their family to work. Will it work or not? That the family will work doesn't mean it's just a party that will make it work. Who will make it work? You say a family is not working, it's not as expected. Whose fault is that? It's just the fault of the husband. Is it the fault of the wife? Well, what do we do most times when the family does not work? We blame ourselves. We play blame the game. You are fault. With all I'm trying to do, you are not responding. All I want you to do, you're not doing that. I do my responsibility. The man of God is telling you, you are yet to do your responsibility. If you are doing it, it's not enough. So let's talk about husband and wife. What's the duty or responsibility of the husband to wife? You husbands, love your wives. So to what degree is your love to her that you say it doesn't work out? What is it that love does not do? Thank you.
It's
not easy provoked. When does it exist here? It does not fail. So has that really done his responsibility?
He's
trying, but he has not really done it. I'm submissive to him. He doesn't love me. To what degree is your submission? So one of the things that those that teach or learn about human relationship, the man God read it in someone's book.
One of the social philosophers.
That the most difficult thing for man to do is to submit. Is that true? Why is it that man find difficult to submit?
He's
not talking about the case of the wife or husband now, man generally. It's true, they know not the scripture. You have spiritualized it. This is not about spiritual thing now.
Or social interactions.
It's just about social interaction. Why is it that one does not feel comfortable, convenient to submit?
Yes. Amen.
Hi.
You
want to make me a slave? You want to kill me?
The
only thing you slaughter me, you know I'm submissive.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Sugar.
Bert.
A
submission is not enough. See, in human relation,
there's
a servant to the boss,
or
husband to wife, even the young one to the senior one. Even the subjects, even to the leaders. when there is submission. And when the ego of human, you know, stirs up in us, we say that's enough. That's true or not? Say, I can't go beyond this. He said that you're pushing me.
But
as you push me to the wall,
someone was
saying that in the case of the family, as a man who was trying to intervene. He said, Daddy, that's true, but no, you shift, no, you're pushing me. As I get pushed to the wall.
Oh no,
then he is going to show that even the slave has a father. It's just
analogy.
The history is long. The Lord help us.
That
you heard. But you know not the scripture, and you know not the power of God. So that's why we think on the ordinance or the establishment of the scripture. One of the brothers or a man of God, he was sharing something that happened recently. He's also a minister of God. That they spoke to that extent of, oh, do you have a married partner? I said, okay, I've got one person. But we are on the road, we have gone separately. And he asked why. And he said the day he asked,
it
was from his fiancé. They both are children of God. And the day he asked
her,
what's her thought about submission in marriage, that she flared up.
Okay,
oh, you looking for a slave? Looking for the dummy that God be saying yes, sir, every time. And he said, I just asked you, what's your thoughts? And the man of God asked that, you know, tradition of asking those that are in culture. He asked them,
who is the
leader? Who is the leader in this relationship?
Who is the leader of this team?
It's your team. Who is the leader?
Who is going to lead this team?
Who is Tani Yoshaju Nino Ikoyi?
Se oro Olorun ni aboro Olorun ko?
Is it the word of God or not?
Oro Olorun ni.
It's according to the word of God.
Who is going to take the lead?
Tani Yoshaju.
Who is the leader of this team?
Tani Ashaju Nino Ikoyi.
He
said that was how the sister fled up. So you're looking for someone to enslave.
So
I will not have my own liberty. You just say that she must submit. The scripture says she must submit. And he said he could not even resolve that. And the lady just left him. And that was the end of it. And the man of God said he should just be grateful to God. Or should he not be grateful to God? He should just begin to thank God. So she assumed that was what was in his mind for asking.
And
my God, that means that she did not really love you. The man God said, it were to be himself.
That
he were to be a sister, and the brother was asking her, What do you have to say about submission?
Money. Tell me about something movement. If I tell you about form.
That if I should tell you what I know about submission.
One of morality something money by fair.
That you also you have to be ready to tell me what you know about love in the family.
Now calling you women.
Is that not the scripture? So it's not about any quarrel. You know, for everyone to explain what he or she understands. And that's not bad. And after we've discussed that. And if we don't agree, then you assume that what he wanted to do was to be bossing over you. And that she would not allow anyone to indoctrinate or brainwash her. It's not that she would not allow anyone to indoctrinate her. She had put some things, she had some things out there she wouldn't want to offload. The man God was discussing with someone one day about the Lordship of Christ.
He
had this person that heard about many ministers of God misusing the Lordship of Christ and the discipleship, using it to defraud people of God.
What is someone there?
So they've enslaved them.
So when, but I was young, so, when, ah,
so when he no, was discussing with the man of God,
I don't like this indoctrination.
So long, Ferron, Tophe Marcos, and Lori, you.
Money, Kilo Feso, Kilo.
The man God now asks him, what do you mean by indoctrination? The man God said, there's no one that is not indoctrinated already.
You are running away from my perceived indoctrination of you because of the doctrines you have already received.
Oun sa fun oun to ro pe mi fe ko si e lori nitori nkan ti wo ti ko sori to fe gbe sile.
Okay.
And he was now attentive.
Anything indoctrination, I don't like it, money.
You are already indoctrinated.
You are already indoctrinated.
I know what some people you walk on. You are on. Can't you walk on the road? Tell me.
Okay. Only money is so why.
And he said, you have spoken well.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. The Lord will help us. So what we're saying and emphasizing is, when it's asked, you asking, querying, why does the scripture say this? Why is this like this? Then you have to be careful. You're going to the verge of this constructing the word of God. You are the verge of even rewriting, even constructing the word of God. And that's not good. But it's to satisfy ourselves. The end is even perdition. When Peter wrote his epistle to everyone, second epistle of Peter, chapter 3, and verse 16, it says something there.
A
man God
will
want us to check that before we conclude.
Kishi oro tani oluranlowo to dabi re fun nikan ni won soro nipa igbeyawo ati idile.
It's not only the case of the helpmeet that they talk about when we talk about the family.
Tabaka ese bibeli tan won tun so nkan kan mi to ngbile to ti gbile laarin oro.
After reading this Bible passage, the man God will share us one other thing that is very rampant about marriage now. The picture shown to us.
Tabi onkon ti mo ba yan ti mo ri pe oro emi ati ewo
There's a picture of what people say that whatever or anyone I've chosen, I feel we're compatible, we agree with ourselves, can be my helpmate. That does not necessarily need to be a man or a woman. That's their own thought. That what we read in Genesis does not necessarily mean it's only a man and a woman that could be helpmate.
It
can be dog.
It
can be your friend. Anyone you have chosen, are you going to choose the person? Because if you don't choose the person you serve,
you
can choose wrongly for you. But the man God has said the reason for this is because the person has erred in their heart and does not know the scripture. And does not know the power of God that can even restitute everything or restore everything. Is there destruction or pervasion out
there?
Trust, human trust, what level is it? It's very low. The level is very low. Because many are not trustworthy. Many husbands and wives that they trusted themselves, they are disappointed themselves.
So, ṣùgbọ́n láìfi èyí pé.
But even not minding this,
Ọlọ́run agbára Ọlọ́run wà tó ń tún gbogbo.
There is a power of God that restore everything.
A
man of God believes that. He said this last month. You said it doesn't work out. You are the cause why it doesn't work out. You are inhibiting the love and the will of God. You make the word of God to be impotent upon your life. It's not that the word of God has lost its potent. You make it impotent. Because you said you failed in your duty. So
2 Peter 3:16.
Bi o tin soro nkan wonyi pelu ninu iwe re gbogbo inu eyi ti o miran ti o soro lati ye ni gbe wa eyi ti awon ope ati awon alai duro nibi kan nlo bi won ti nlo iwe mimo iyoku si iparun ara won
ese lilo iwe mimo titun iwe mimo ko
twisting the scripture, deconstructing the scripture, it has not just started. Instead of submitting ourselves to the Holy Spirit to teach us what the scripture says, people, they twist it, they resurrect to their own destruction. They resurrect, twist it to what they think it should be. For instance, in the case of family, some say of a truth it can be a man and woman, but both of them are men.
They
either be a man or a woman. Segregating that these are women, makes us to undergrade some people. The scripture says, let's create man in our own image, in a likeness. that they may have dominion over everything that we have created.
Àwọn ní ó jọba ká dá ènìyàn ní àwòrán ara wa.
So we are made in the image so that they can have dominion.
Wọ́n sọ Genesis orí kínní.
They are explaining Genesis chapter 1.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Verse 26.
Ẹ bá mi kà ká kí ká a gbọ́ ohun tó sọ̀rọ̀.
Maybe we should read that so that we hear how they say it there.
Mo fẹ́ kẹ́ kíyè sí bí wọ́n ṣe lo ọ̀rọ̀ yẹn. Láti túmọ̀ tó ń bẹ ní ọkàn.
So the man of God wants us to check how they use that to explain what is in their heart. Ọlọ́run sì wí pé, jẹ́ kí á dá ènìyàn ní àwòrán wa gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìrí wa, kí wọn kí ó sì jọba lórí ẹja òkun àti lórí ẹyẹ ojú ọ̀run àti lórí ẹranko àti lórí gbogbo ilẹ̀ àti lórí ohun gbogbo tí ń rákò lórí ilẹ̀.
Ẹ ṣe ẹka ẹsẹ tó tẹ̀lé náà.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni Ọlọ́run dá ènìyàn ní àwòrán rẹ̀. Ní àwòrán Ọlọ́run ni ó dá àti akọ àti abo ni ó dá wọn.
Ṣé wá rí wọ́n ní nítorí pé wọ́n sọ pé ó dá ní àti akọ àti abo.
So since God created them even male and female.
Wípé kò túmọ̀ sí pé akọ lágbára ju abo lọ tàbí abo lágbára ju akọ lọ.
It doesn't mean that the male is more powerful than the female or the female is more powerful than the male.
Nítorí pé ní ẹsẹ̀ àkọ́kọ́ yẹn jẹ́ kí á dé ènìyàn ẹsẹ̀ tí rédíò òyìnbó ó sọ pé let us make man.
So the scripture at the English version said let us make man in our image.
Àwọn wa mú man yìí ní ti pé bí Ọlọ́run ṣe dá àtakọ àtabo yẹn man náà ni wọn.
So they picked the man there to mean both the female and male, that they are, the two are inclusive in the man.
Wọ́n sì mú wá sí lílo ọ̀rọ̀ fún mankind.
So and they picked that
ẹ̀dá gbogbo
from how the mankind is used for all human.
Ká lọ gbé mentality ọkùnrin obìnrin ká gbé sẹ́gbẹ́ kan.
That we should do with the mentality of a male or a female.
Pé they are both men.
Pé àwọn méjèèjì ọkùnrin ni wọ́n.
Àwọn ẹ̀jọ́ ní agbára ni.
And they both have equal power, equal rights.
Wọ́n jọ ní orí òfé kan náà ni.
They both have the same even grace.
Wọ́n á tún fò lọ sí Galatia orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìdínlẹ̀ ọgbọ̀n.
And they also went to Galatians chapter 3 verse 16.
Tó sọ pé verse 28.
Pé
kò lè sí Jew tàbí Greek.
That there cannot be Jews or Greeks.
Ẹrú tàbí òmìnira.
As slaves or free.
Ọkùnrin tàbí obìnrin.
The male or female.
Nítorí pé ọ̀kan náà ni gbogbo wa jẹ́ ẹnu
Kristi. Because we are all one in Christ Jesus.
Ẹ̀yin náà sì mọ̀ pé ipa kìíní ti ń hàn nínú gbogbo nǹkan.
And you know we have been seeing traces of this in everything.
Kì í ṣe nínú ilé nìkan.
It's not only in the home.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ló wà ní ìjọ.
It also happens in the church.
Nígbà tó ti ẹ̀ ti lè ṣẹlẹ̀ inú lébò ni ò ṣe ní ṣẹlẹ̀
inú. As much as has happened in their home, that will not happen in the church.
Olúwa ràn wá lọ.
May the Lord help us.
Ṣùgbọ́n kìíní kan ni mi ìfẹ́ kẹ́ sọ.
There's something the man of God will not want to lose there.
Ọ̀rẹ́ àwọn àpẹẹrẹ pọ̀ ta lè máa mú fúnra wa.
Because there are many examples we can pick for ourselves.
Ṣùgbọ́n kan ni mi ìfẹ́ kẹ́ sọ.
But this he will not want to lose.
Ohun tí mi ò fẹ́ kẹ́ sọ nù náà.
And what he will not want to lose is.
Nígbà gbogbo tí a bá ti wádìí pé kí ló dé tí ìwé mímọ́ wí báyìí.
So every time we begin to query why does the scripture say this.
Kò lè jẹ́ ẹni tí ẹ̀ ń sọ ní ìwé mímọ́ ń wí.
What you're saying cannot be what this scripture really means.
Bí a bá sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní fi ọgbọ́n orí ronú tí ìwé mímọ́ wí.
When we begin to through our own human knowledge know we are interpreting what the scripture says.
Nǹkan tí wọ́n fẹ́ ká mọ̀ nìyí.
And this one thing he will want us to know.
Ó ní pé a ti ṣìnà.
Is that we have heard.
Bí kò wọn ò nílò kẹ́nìkan kó sọ fún ọ pé ó ṣìnà.
You don't need anyone to tell you heard.
Mo ti fún ọ ní àmì kan tó fi mọ̀ pé ó ti ṣìnà.
The man of God has given you as a symptom that will make you to know you heard.
Anytime you need to ask,
why does the scripture say this?
Kí ló dé tẹ̀ ń sọ báyìí?
Why are you saying this?
Kí ló dé tẹ̀ wí eléyìí?
Why do you say this? You've heard. Because you don't believe. You don't believe in the word of God. You don't know it. You think you know it. And you don't know the power of God. The power of God that can enable one to do all he has demanded from us to do. The power of God that can enable the husband to love his wife like Christ loved the church. The power of God that can make the wife to be submissive, even as the church is submissive to Christ. But because we've heard in our hearts, and we know not the scripture which we think we know, and we don't know the power of God to do all things, and that's why we deny what he says. And that's why we say, why is it like this? That's why we say, this too hard, who can accept it? But let's check our ways. The Lord will help us. Let's bow our heads and pray. Let's confess the error in our hearts that makes us ask, why is this like this? Can this be this? Can this be true? Let's ask God to forgive us. And we should ask the Lord, continue to give me the understanding of your word. And please make me to believe it. Help me to believe it. I'll believe through the enablement, the power of God, to do all he wants me to do. I will not put it aside that it's not practical. That I will not put it aside, say it cannot be done. I will say, yes, Lord. And that's how we do. Lord, help me.
Jesus,
our Lord.